gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Flake Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God. I love you.
And thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blues Flake Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
At Fort Dix, New Jersey, Sergeant Elvis Presley is mustered out after 2 years of Army service. The rock and roll idol of millions is back on the scene. Among his greeters, Nancy Sinatra, daughter of another well-known vocalist. Elvis is glad as can be to be back and eager to start singing. He's also nearly interested in becoming a serious actor. The Army's loss may be the drama's gain. Who knows?
Got your letter, baby. Too bad you can't come home. I swear I'm going crazy, sitting here all alone. Since you gone, I got a melody blue. I ain't slept a wink since Sunday. I can't eat a thing.
Put your headphones on, everybody. We are going to rock and roll today. Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
TL, did you like that little song, my kickoff?
I love that song, of
I
course.
Love a mess of blues. You're going to hear a whole lot of blues. You're going to hear rock and roll. You're going to hear ballads. You're going to hear it all today.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff took place in 1960 and 1961 in Studio B in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, it sure did.
That's what it's all about today, the 60 and 61 sessions. And you're going to give us a little more insight into those sessions in a little bit. And I'm going to share a bunch of nonsense today. What were people eating? What were people reading? What were people watching in 1960 and 1961? There you go. Exactly. And you're going to hear a whole lot of great music, which is what this show is all based around. Great music and one guy to put out that great music. What was his name?
Mr. Elvis Presley.
I read reports about the record industry, about what's happening to the music, and this is dying out, that's dying out, and this is finished. I was reading the same thing in 1955, and then that was the big beginning of the whole thing.
In these arms, where
fortune. How empty they can be. But when I hold you in my arms, that's a heaven.
Get yourself together now. It's time to get on our Blue Suede Connection.
Okay, Hank.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was done. But I'll never forget the kiss, the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll
Bye.
Man, that's good music right there. All right, set it up for us. It's 1960. Elvis is fresh out of the Army, and everybody's excited to see our man. He's back again. Hence right. The first album, Elvis is Back.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about it.
He opened up coming out of the Army mm-hmm. with the Graceland press conference in 1960.
Yeah.
And, you know, they asked him, we remember that conference. They asked him what they thought he was going to do. They mm-hmm. were trying to get information out of him, and he was playing kind of coy. But, of course, you know he knew it.
Yeah.
But so that's March 7th that happens at Graceland. Then March 20th, mm-hmm. The whole team meets up at RCA Studio B yeah. to start this album. So RCA had lined up an A-list musicians to work with Elvis. They included Hank Garland on yeah. electric bass, Bob Moore on regular bass or stand-up bass, Buddy Harmon on drums, Floyd Kramer on piano, mm-hmm. Boots Randolph, of course, on saxophone,
yeah.
and the legendary Jordan Ayers on vocals. However, the Colonel and Steve Scholes that were running the sessions, they did not want Elvis's old band.
Really?
They did not want Scotty Moore and DJ Fontana. They thought that they would slow things down. Can you believe that?
No, I don't like that. But it worked, though, because I love the albums and the music.
Well, no, they were there. Elvis insisted they both be there.
Right, good for him.
Yeah, so they were there. So on the evening of March 20th of 60, everybody showed up, and after renewing old acquaintances over hamburgers, which is Elvis's style, then the session started. Now, these sessions brought out this great music. Stuck on You, which was 4 weeks at number one.
Yeah.
Fame and Fortune hit number 17.
Right.
It's Now or Never, 5 weeks in the top 100.
Nice.
Are You Lonesome Tonight, 6 weeks number one.
Wow.
A Mess of Blues hit number 32, and I Gotta Know number 20.
Lots of hits, man.
Yeah, lots. All right. It's like one of the best albums.
And that's 1960. You didn't get to 61.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Elvis, you think the music has changed since you've been out of the service? I mean, since you've been in the service.
The only thing I can say is that if it has changed, well, I would be foolish not to try to change with it, you know.
You gave me love to enjoy like a bright, shiny toy to a baby. No matter what you would do, I depended on you like a baby. One thing I know, I loved you. Yes, I loved you like a baby. It was a fool heart you took. And I fell, 'cause you look like a baby. Two lovers' ways, I was blind, 'cause I just had a mind like a baby. You're just a flame. I'll be home again.
voice and your eyes will see me through. There'll be brighter skies when I come back to you.
I shall be there.
A blue suede connection will be right back.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
Now back to the music.
Ooh. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me. Let your arms invite me. For who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling.
It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love.
It's now or never. My love.
I wonder if that's the first song where the world and realize, wow, this right? guy can really hit some notes.
Oh, I think so, probably.
Because up until that point, there was the rockabilly Elvis everybody knew.
Right, exactly.
And that was a big one right there. He was very proud of that, too, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think his voice changed right. so much in the Army, he probably shocked everybody.
It did. All right, it's 1960. At the box office, people were watching The Alamo, Swiss Family Robinson, The Magnificent Seven, and one of our favorites, Psycho.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And another one of our favorites was one of the top movies of the year, a little movie called G.I. Blues.
Yeah.
All right. The Twist by Chubby Checker was the biggest dance hit going on in 1960.
Cool.
The top song of 1960 was A Summer's Place by Percy Faith.
Mm.
The World Series champs, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Ah.
Miss America was from Missouri. Her name was Linda Mead. Miss USA was Linda Bermont from Utah.
Mm.
There you go. The fashion icons of 1960. Here were the big ones. Brigitte Bardot.
Yeah.
Doris Day. Audrey Hepburn. Sophia Loren. Kim Novak.
Nice.
Liz Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuesday Weld.
Mm.
Of course, our president at that time was Mr. John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
The popular read in 1960 was To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wow.
Yeah, and of course, we just mentioned this, you did. Elvis had three big smash number ones in 1960. Are You Lonesome Tonight? You just heard It's Now or Never, and mm-hmm. you're going to hear Stuck on You shortly.
Nice.
So, big year for Elvis, huh? Big year for the country and the world. Lots of good stuff going on at that time.
Good times.
You say that you love me and swear it to be true. Kisses and swear that they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but to make me know what to do. Come on now,
make me know it.
Then go ahead and show it. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but make me know what to do. You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me simple as can be. You seems believing, make me know what you do. Come on now,
make me know it.
Then go ahead and show it. I say here it's deceiving.
Seems believing, make me know what you do.
You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You say you wanna hold me and stick to me like glue. Well, here it's
see us believe it, make me know it.
Come on now,
make me know it.
Then go ahead and show it. I say here and deceive it.
See us believe it, make me know it.
Rhythm and blues is just, it's rock and roll. It's just it's a music. Rhythm and blues, it's a craze, but it's a very good craze, and that. There are some very beautiful songs recorded in rhythm and blues. If the people would just take time, some of the people that don't like it, would just take time out to listen to it.
Star above.
so small when compared to the thrill of your love. I'd rather give everything that I own in this world than to be all alone and unloved. For no earthly price and no sacrifice is too much to give.
A lot of these songs you're hearing, obviously, were on the Elvis Is Back album.
Right, right.
Which was his first one. Makes sense for the title. When he just got out of the Army, this is what people were hearing. But you're also hearing, and you're going to hear, the hits. For some reason back then, like It's Now or Never, they weren't on these major albums. They were just put out as singles, and that's the way they did things back in the day.
Right.
You know what people were watching in 1960?
Tell me.
These are the top 10 shows of 1960. We'll start out at number 10, The Jack Benny Show.
Oh, I like that show.
Yeah. Number 9, The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's still around.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, The Untouchables.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I grew up watching this in the 70s, but it started in the 1960s, Candid Camera.
Oh, yeah.
And Westerns obviously were a big deal. Rawhide comes in at number 6.
Yeah.
Number 5, The Real McCoys. And Andy Griffith Show comes in at number 4.
Yeah, still watching
that. Love it, love it, love it. And Have Gun Will Travel comes in at number 3.
I remember that.
Wagon Train, number 2. And, of course, a Western was number 1, and it was Gunsmoke.
Oh, sure.
That went on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Now it's time to slow down that pace a little bit. Make some time for some Velvet Elvis with one of those songs that puts that little tingle, a little bit of warmth in your heart. Can you dig it, baby?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me, and I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
You said that you wanted to get back to what you were doing, and of course that is singing and entertaining. And I tell you from that you really enjoy what you're doing, or what you were doing before you went to service.
Oh, yes, I do. In fact, that was the hardest part of the entire military service. Being away from show business altogether. That was the hardest part of all. It wasn't the Army. It wasn't the other men. It was that. It stayed on my mind. I kept thinking about the past all the time, contemplating the future. And that was the hardest part.
Soldier boy, soldier boy.
You didn't know you were coming to see a crazy man, did you?
Don't go away. There's a whole lot of Blue Suede Connection.
Coming up right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
In the early 60s, popular cereals were a big deal in the 50s and, of course, the 60s. And up to that point, most people were eating the healthier cereals, like Life cereal was a big deal back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Grape Nuts, Cheerios, and things like that, and Corn Flakes, and even Alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
But then Captain Crunch came along.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit Loops came along.
Oh, boy.
And Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, yeah.
They were all born there in the early 1960s. So I'm sure lots of little Danny Hawthorns were like, this is great. This is great, Mom. I want more and more cereal.
I'm
you
sure.
Know.
Yeah.
Once you get involved in this business, your life is public. really, regardless of what anybody says about my private life is my own. Well, it is to a certain extent. I mean, everybody has to have a certain amount of privacy, but once you get involved in this business and you're doing a public service, you're trying to entertain people, your life is not your own, really.
The way she walks.
Because I'm stuck on you. I'm
So before the Army, Elvis got a lot of grief from people like Sinatra and this and that. He was trash. It wasn't good. He's not a real singer. But when he came out, like we always talk about, you're hearing all these great vocals. And I'm sure Frank sat back and thought, interesting. Fame and Fortune, Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
This kid might give me a run for my money now, I'll tell you. So Frank had him on his special.
Right.
Let's hear a little segment of that.
Elvis, I tell you something, was great. It was great, and I'm glad to see the Army hasn't changed it. Wasn't it great? That's the first time I ever heard a woman screaming at a male singer. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't you remember me there, Charlie?
Excuse me, sir, Mr. Presley, but would you think it presumptuous of Frank if he joined you in a duet?
Well, yeah, that would be great. I would consider it quite an honor. I'll tell you. I'd like to do one of your songs.
All right.
With you.
Fine. You know, I was wondering, as a matter of fact, while you were singing, Elvis, I thought to myself, I wonder what would have happened if I had recorded Love Me Tender instead of you. I wouldn't have made any difference. I think it would about 2 million records less.
He said that.
You smarty pants. Oh, what I thought we'd do. You do Witchcraft, okay? And I'll do one of the other ones. Okay? Hey, Nelson? We work in the same way, only in different areas. Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Those fingers in my hair, sly, come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's your witchcraft.
Love me tender, love me true, for my darling, I love you, and I always will.
It's such an ancient pitch. What a switch. Cause there's no nicer witch than witch.
I love you, and I always will. For my darling, I love you. Man, that's pretty. And I always will. Sure does, buddy. And I always will.
Thank you, Elvis. Hey, Nancy.
Nancy, you've met Mr. Presley, haven't you?
Of course. How are you, Mr. Presley?
You can call me Elvis.
Oh, thank
you. Him Mr. Presley, cause on account of she's been spoken for.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me a fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever
when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame, now give us fever. When we kiss, it's fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire, fever, yeah, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. When his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his mistress, Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Cats were born to give chicks fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we give you fever. When we kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever, till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Beverly Suede Connection.
Mama said to me, someday you'll find a love song to last eternally. I want you with me, everywhere I go. I want you with me. Oh, please don't leave it, baby, I love you so. I can be the ruler of this whole wide world if you will only say that.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. We hope you enjoyed hour number one.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did, you thought you couldn't get enough hits and enough great 60s tunes. It's 1961 now, and the hits are going to keep on coming. And the great blues and the great ballads and all the good stuff that Elvis did. We're also going to hear this hour, we're going to go to a live show in 1961.
Yeah, okay.
Play a few snippets from that. And you've got a really cool story about Pat Boone and Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to hearing that one. And we're going to have a tribute coming up today. We did one a few weeks ago on another show, and people seemed to like it. Two big, big stars still around today doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They each are big Elvis fans. And I'm going to continue to share my nonsense with you.
Okay.
You know, food. Food's pretty much what I'm talking about today. Something I'm very familiar with. All right. Let's get it going. Well, you heard Elvis with his friend Frank in hour number one.
Oh, yeah.
And you heard Nancy at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of little questions came out about Elvis and Nancy.
Okay.
Speaking of Frank Sinatra, there has been some rumor about Nancy Sinatra and yourself. Is there a romance in the making here?
No, sir, I'm afraid not. I only met her in Fort Dix. She gave me a gift from Frank, and it was very brief. I think she's engaged to Tommy Sands. I don't think he would appreciate that.
All the way I feel tonight, you better wrap me up good and tight in your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
Just like a bee in a honeycomb, I'm gonna make myself right at home. In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
Well, it don't take much to keep me satisfied. Just a little bit of love and that's a bonfire. In your arms keep me tangled up all the time like a kitten with a ball of twine. Baby, that's where I wanna stay for the rest of my natural days. In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
Well, it don't take much to keep me satisfied. Just a little bit of love and that's a bonfire. In your arms keep me tangled up all the time like a kitten with a ball of twine. Yeah, baby, that's where I want to stay for the rest of my natural days. In your arms.
In your arms.
In your arms.
It's me, it's May, it's Gomer P, and you're listening to Elvis P on the Blue Suede Connection. Shazam!
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my
swore to me she'd be mine eternally. And Marie's a name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's a name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's a name.
Say you found somebody new whose love will always be true. I don't know what it is to be alone. That's why I dread to know you're gone.
It's 1961 TL, the top slogans of 1961.
Okay, lay it on me.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. John F. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Pepsi put this one out, for those that think young. That was the Pepsi slogan.
I don't remember that.
Hertz puts you in the driver's seat. You remember that was still around in the 70s?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Either.
Yabba Dabba, Dabba Doo. All right, they were the big slogans. The top Christmas gifts of 1961 for the kids, Lego building sets, the slip and slide water slide. And Barbie was a big, big thing, so they had to have a boyfriend, so Ken. Ken became a very popular gift in 1961.
Of course.
Folks were reading the big book was Catch 22 by Joseph Heller.
Oh.
Popular movies in 1961, 101 Dalmatians, Breakfast at Tiffany's, The Hustler with Paul Newman.
Hmm.
West Side Story, Splendor in the Grass, The Parent Trap, and The Absent-Minded Professor. Lots of big movies.
Love that, yeah.
And it was also the year the very first reported alien abduction case, Betty and Barney Hill in New Hampshire. I had to throw that in because we hear so much about aliens these days, that was the first big one in 1961.
Really?
Absolutely. All right, I said we're going to have a little tribute. Dolly Parton loves Elvis. We all know the story about the song that she wanted to do. He didn't get to do it. Well, she loves Elvis, and we're going to hear her. And Eddie Murphy, big Elvis fan.
Yeah.
So they're going to do their little tributes.
I love Elvis. I love everything about Elvis, even Graceland. We all love that. But my best memory of Elvis is when Elvis was on the first time on television on the Ed Sullivan Show back when I was probably 10 years old. We didn't have a television, but me and a few of the girls sneaked off, and we sneaked through the woods, through the bushes, to look in the window of this person that did have a TV just so we could see Elvis. So I went back home, and I'd get up on the hill above the barnyard, and I'd pretend like I was Elvis. I thought this might be fun, and he might be watching us. He might get a kick out of it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a little number I'd like to do for you tonight, but you folks are on the balcony and in the back. You can't see this. Come back to my dressing room after the show. I'll do it for you up close. Okay? Okay, boys. I think I'm ready. Well, 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 well.
Presley to me, it's his presence, I think it is. I don't think anyone in this business has had as much presence as Elvis. Like when Elvis walked in the room, everybody just looked at Elvis, and I'm just fascinated with it.
That's what's happening. I like Elvis Presley. Really, I give credit where credit is due. When Elvis was young, boy, Elvis was bad. He was vicious. He sang so good, they let him do movies.
They said, let him sing all his dialogue.
They did. Everything Elvis said, he said, Elvis, we got to win this race.
We got to win this race. Elvis, want some lemonade?
Lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink. I've lived a life this full. I've traveled each and every byway, but more. Give me the right to hold you tonight. The tears that I've cried over you, give me the right. You can't say no.
Pack my grip and ride away.
Then again I think of
if you know what's good for you, you stay right where you are. Because the Blue Suede Connection will be right back after these messages.
I'd be foolish to change my style unless I was told to do so by the public themselves. In other words, if I just took it on my own and said, well, I'm going to change my style, I think I'd be making a bad mistake. If the people become disinterested in you or they get tired of whatever you're doing, they'll let you know.
I'm head over heels, I guess that love is a banana peel. I feel so bad, and yet I'm feeling so well. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked or by your sweet-talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I fell like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning out swell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. One crazy kiss, and bam, I head for the skies. I guess that love is like a cable of ice. You skate along, but then you never can tell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get caught by your sweet-talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I feel like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning, I swear. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked by your sweet-talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I fell like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning, I swell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I never thought I'd get kicked by your sweet-talking lies. You got a bag of tricks, and when you got busy, I got dazzled and dizzy. I fell like a ton of bricks. My knees are weak, my head is spinning around. I guess that love has turned me upside down. Thought I'd get hurt, but gee, it's turning, I swell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell. I slipped, I stumbled, I fell.
All right, T.L., it is your turn. You always give us some good information, some good stories, good news.
Right.
So share with us, baby. Teach us. Tell us something.
So we're going to talk about Pat Boone.
All right.
And I got a question for you.
Okay.
I know you do so many actual audio statements from celebrities. I don't remember us doing one of Pat Boone. Do we have one? Have we done one?
I've got one, but I haven't actually put it over for us to do on the show yet. But I do have one, yeah.
Okay, because this article is puzzling to me. I mean, Pat Boone says that him and Elvis were friends. They were real friends.
Yeah.
Back when both of their careers were just getting started.
We've played Elvis talking about Pat before.
Oh, have we? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Talking about the rivalry and guys were really actually good friends.
Okay, very good. I'm glad to hear that because some of these statements I really hadn't heard. He's saying that Elvis has said of him that Pat Boone is the best ballad singer of them all.
Mm-hmm.
And that Pat says that meant the world to him when he heard Elvis say that because he felt him and Elvis were friends because Elvis would come by on Sundays.
Yeah.
Did Pat live in Memphis?
I don't know. But Elvis lived in California, too, for
that's
a while.
That's true. That's true. So maybe he means the movie years. He said Elvis wasn't just a superstar to him or anybody, his family. He was a friend to the Boone family. And deep down, he felt Elvis wanted quiet family time when he came and hung out with them in their backyard. It's just stuff it's just like over my head here.
It sounds like Elvis, though, wanting that.
It does.
Bit. Yeah.
But in a sense, but Elvis wasn't one that didn't bring like 500 guys with him.
Well, maybe once in a while.
How do you go to
the
Pat House the Boone House, you know, very conservative with all their kids, and you bring Sonny West with you, and
well,
I mean, how's that happen?
I'm sure Pat made Elvis feel really comfortable, you know. He's got that soft personality in him.
Yeah,
and
that's
I can see that. I don't know. Maybe he did take a few of them. I don't know.
I don't know. But maybe there's just, you know, there's so much to Elvis that you still don't know. But anyway, Pat said that he loved him very much, and he was grateful for their friendship, which I thought was sweet.
Yeah, I do know that they were friends. I don't know that there's many pictures that exist or anything.
Yeah.
But there is a clip, I haven't played it in a long time, where they're pitting Elvis against Pat.
Oh.
And they did do that in the late 50s,
try
early
to
60s.
Cause drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you had your Elvis crowd and Pat crowd, and they played up on that a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah. There you go.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire, and I know it's time I kiss you, that your heart's on fire too. So, my darling, please surrender all your love so warm and tender. Let me hold you in my arms, dear, while the moon shines bright above. All the stars will tell the story.
That's a pretty song, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
It really
I love
is.
That song.
Yeah.
And underrated.
It is. I agree 100% on that.
Yeah.
All right. You know, 60s, people liked snack. And they still like the snack
Has
today.
Has that changed?
Yeah, not at all. Still around today, we're still eating Pringles potato chips.
Oh, absolutely.
We're still eating Twix candy bars.
Mm.
Tic Tacs come out in the early 60s.
I see them in the grocery store, but it's not something I ever got into.
Now, here's one that I do know that you like, Doritos.
Yes, I do love Doritos.
Here's one that I like. They're very bad for you. They're full of sugar, but I love Pop-Tarts with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, you do.
Cadbury cream eggs came out in the early 60s.
Yeah, never was a thing.
Starburst fruit chews. They're not good for my teeth.
I love Starburst. Yeah.
They're very sticky.
I love toffee. Right.
Okay, besides being in Studio B in 1961, making great music, Elvis was doing other good things from the heart. He was doing live performances to raise money for something very important, the USS Arizona in Hawaii.
Yes.
So let's go to Hawaii in 1961 live and hear a little bit of the man.
I'd like to do the very first record that we ever made. This was for the Sun Record people in Memphis, Tennessee, when we first started out. And I hope you remember, it's called That's All Right, Mama.
Oh, yeah. Don't want a four-leaf little over. Don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope, to hope, tonight. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to have, to hope tonight. Ah. Toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope tonight.
Suede Connection will return just as fast as you can say Bonzo.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Now back to the music.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go. The band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying. It'll never stop. Kiss me quick. I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I love.
Everybody was drinking soda in the 60s, the early 60s. Staples in your refrigerator were Coke, Pepsi, and RC. Everybody, they were the three big ones.
Yeah, right.
But the emerging sodas coming out in the 60s were Sprite, 7-Up, and Fresca.
Okay.
Now, they were all three similar, but they were different. They were kind of a fruitier thing. So fruit-flavored sodas started to really emerge in the early 60s.
Okay.
Then came Orange Crush. Remember Orange Crush?
Right.
Today?
Yeah.
Knee High.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, all Knee High flavors. All there, a bunch of this. And Fanta.
You've seen Fanta.
They make lots of flavors.
This probably all came from the flavored soda pop shop, right?
The cherry sodas and stuff. Yeah,
they did that in the soda shops.
And somebody probably figured, wow, we should just start making our soda already done. Yeah.
Yep.
And, of course, A&W Root Beer and Heyer's Root Beer were the two big root beers.
Yeah,
people love Root Beer.
A&W is my favorite.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good stuff right there. Well, not health-wise, but it's good stuff. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I've tried to figure it out. I don't see how they could think that it would contribute to juvenile delinquency. Someone is only singing and dancing. I don't see that. Because if there's anything I've tried to do, I've tried to live a straight, clean life and not set any kind of a bad example. I will say that there are people that are going to like you and people that don't like you, regardless of what business you're in or what you do. You cannot please everyone.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel.
where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel, where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Sentimental me.
You know, we're playing all the pop stuff and different things from the 1960-61, but in 1961, he was in the studio putting together a gospel album. The His Hand and Mine album, so let's do a few cuts from that.
Yes, I'm gonna walk, that milky white way, Lord, some of these days. Well, I'm gonna walk that milky white way some of these days. Well, 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 I'm gonna walk up and take my stand.
gonna join that Christian band. I'm gonna walk on that milky white way. Oh Lord, some of these days I'm gonna tell my mother howdy, howdy, howdy when I get home. Yes, I'm gonna tell my mother howdy when I get home. Well, 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 I'm gonna shake my mother's hand. I will shake her hands that day. That's when we walk all that milky white way. Oh Lord, one of these days I'm gonna meet God the Father and God the Son. Yes, I'm gonna meet God the Father and God the Son. Well, 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 I'm gonna sit down and tell him my troubles about the world I just came from. That's when I will walk all that milky white way. Oh Lord, one of these days. Yes, I'm gonna walk all that milky white way. Oh Lord, some of these days. Well, I'm gonna walk that milky white way. Some of these days. Well, 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 I'm gonna walk up and take my stand. Gonna join that Christian band. I'm gonna walk all that milky white way. Oh Lord, some of these days I'm gonna tell my mother howdy, howdy, howdy when I get home. Yes, I'm gonna tell my mother howdy when I get home. Well, 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 I'm gonna shake my mother's hand. I will shake her hands that day. That's when we walk all that milky white way. Oh Lord, one of these days I'm gonna meet God the Father and God the Son. Yes, I'm gonna meet God the Father and God the Son. Well, 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 I'm gonna sit down. That's when we walk all that milky white way. Oh Lord, one of these days. Starting today, I'm teaching my heart not to ache anymore, just 'cause we're apart. No more will I dream of your sweet loving ways. Gonna learn to forget. And when memories haunt me and the tears start to flow, I'll just
just think of the sorrow you caused me to know. No more for the past to return. Gonna live for tomorrow, starting today.
To do it, baby, but we have come to the conclusion of another episode of Blue Suede Connection.
I know, it's always sad when we end, but it's so fun to start again.
Yeah, we'll be doing that next week. I'm going to get to that line in
just
a minute.
Go ahead and start the intro again right now.
That would throw some folks off.
They'd be like, what?
Any closing words you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
We just want to thank everybody that we met last weekend at the Elvis event up in Niagara Falls. We love you guys. We hope you're listening. If you're new and you heard about us for the first time there, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the family.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby, say it with me. We're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Sitting there and dreaming of that girl a thousand miles away. Yes, it's too lonely having just her picture here with me. And I know I just can't stand it anymore. I'm gonna leave right now and go back where I ought to be. Going home to the girl.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.